You are listening to Fierce Feminine Leadership, episode number 160.
Welcome to Fierce Feminine Leadership, the success podcast for women in business. Each week, we feature interviews and advice to help you step into your power and lead your way. Now here's your host, women's leadership expert, Eleanor Beaton.
Hey there, fierce ones. Eleanor Beaton here. Welcome back to another episode of Fierce Feminine Leadership, the success podcast for ambitious women in business. This is episode number 160, and I'm taking it personal on the podcast today, because here's what I wanted to share with you. So those of you who are on my newsletter list have seen over the years little updates about my workouts. And for years, I have been going to the gym with my trainer at 6 a.m. And I do that twice a week, week in, week out. The only thing that really interrupts that is when I'm traveling. And so it does get interrupted, trust me, because I travel quite a bit. But 6 a.m. workouts, you know, month in, month out, I've been working out with my trainer for years now. And for me, hiring a personal trainer to help me, you know, maintain and develop and grow my strength and fitness and stamina is so important, because the reality is that I need accountability. Like, I hire and outsource things to keep me accountable to the things that I want. So that's why I've had my trainer, Shauna, for so long. And I was really attached to the idea of doing my workouts at 6 a.m. because I wanted to get them done and over with before the rest of the day started, before I started to feel the pull of my business and my team and getting things done and being accountable to my clients and all that good stuff. And then, you know, something started to happen, and it was that our business continued to grow and grow, and it started to become both freeing, because I have, you know, as my team has grown, I have more headspace, but also more demanding in some ways, which I asked for and which I appreciate. But what I was finding is that I really needed to have more sleep. So getting up at 6 a.m. was getting increasingly difficult, but I was really attached to this belief that I didn't get up at, if I didn't get up and work out at 6 a.m., it wasn't going to happen. In other words, I didn't have the trust in myself that I could figure out another way. So I went out on a long vacation with my family in April. I told you about that. It was great. We're in the Dominican Republic. I worked out at 10 in the morning. I had three full meals at our all-inclusive resort. I just had a wonderful time. And I came back and I thought to myself, I cannot get up at 6 in the morning anymore to work out. And around that time, Shauna said that she had an 8 a.m. opening. So I took it. And so for the last month or so, I've been working out from 8 to 9, Tuesday, Thursday mornings with my trainer, Shauna. And the difference is huge, small tweak, but it means that I get an additional 2 hours of sleep. So I can still do my morning routine and wake up fresh and everything, but I have an additional 2 hours of sleep each day. I am working out after I've had a full breakfast. And I am also, for some reason, working out at 8 in the morning. I just have so much more energy to bring to my workouts. And it was a small tweak. Making one small shift in when I worked out has actually had some huge implications in terms of my energy levels, how I feel, the intensity that I can bring to the workouts that I do. And it's really spilling over into other places in my life. Because I have more energy, I'm able to squeeze in a couple of extra workouts during the week. I'm able to have the energy when I get home to go out into the garden and do some work and just really have more energy for my family. So the takeaway today is, what small tweak could you make that could have a big impact on you? And here's the thing, you know, I didn't think that I had the freedom to do that. I was a prisoner of my own limiting belief. And listen, you know, as a coach to high-performing women, calling them out on their own limiting beliefs is something that I do every day. And the challenge with limiting beliefs is that that's what they are, and it's very difficult to see them in yourself. So by taking ownership of my daily schedule, by questioning, is it really true that if I don't get up at 6 a.m., I'm not going to do these workouts? By making a small tweak that in service of my highest self, I've really been able to generate some great results, to feel much better, much more balanced, way more energy. So for you, I invite you to think about what small tweak can you make in your daily schedule that could really generate big results? What are you not allowing yourself to consider because you think this is the way that I've always done it? This is the only way it works for me. Be open and fluid. Explore opportunities. Try little experiments. Try new things and see if there's a way you can tweak your schedule, if there's a way you can tweak your routine to get even better results. All right, that's it for now, Fierce Ones. Until next time, stay fierce.
Do you sometimes worry about your financial future, but struggle to find the time to learn more about managing your wealth? Are you a female entrepreneur interested in taking your business to the next level, but don't know where to turn for help? Do you want to be more proactive managing your finances, but need some support in taking that next step? If so, then it's time to claim your financial power and get the support you need. Our fierce sponsor, BMO, the Bank for Women, is a smart first step, and you can join the conversation by visiting BMOforWomen.com.
Thank you for listening to Fierce Feminine Leadership. Be sure to head over to iTunes and subscribe to the show. While you're there, leave us a fierce review. When you leave a review, your name is automatically entered into a monthly draw. Each month, we'll draw one reviewer to automatically receive a private coaching session with women's leadership expert Eleanor Beaton. So remember, head over to iTunes and subscribe to the show. Then leave us a review for your chance to win a private coaching session with Eleanor Beaton. Go to EleanorBeatonPodcast.com and sign up to get your free cheat sheet, The 5 Critical Leadership Skills of 7-Figure Business Women. This free download will help you diagnose the exact skills you need to see major growth in your business and career. Head over to EleanorBeatonPodcast.com and get your free download today.